this is Steven. I'm sorry I haven't posted in a while, but, you know, I accidentally forgot to a couple days, and I was busy some days, and especially July 12th. But, okay, well, here's how my day went from July 12th through July 21st, 2011. July 12th, got up, ate breakfast, and went to summer school. I've been going to Barry Middle School with my vision teacher and the student we've been working with. We've been going to Barry Middle School, but the air conditioner there stopped working. So we went to Agnew for the week. Well, we went into the summer school, and we did that. Then we came home. My vision teacher dropped me off, and I got ready, ate lunch, and then me, my sister, and my mom went to Hawaiian Falls. And I rode some of the slides and played in the lazy river and wave pool. Pretty much what you do at the water park, you know? It's just what you do at a water park. Well, after that, came home. Then I ate dinner. After that, I played on the computer for a while. Went upstairs into my room and hung out there. And me and my sister played there for a good portion of the evening. Then I came downstairs, got ready for bed, and slept. On July 13th, I got up and went to summer school again at Agnew. Yep, told you it was for the week at Agnew. And you know what? Went to summer school, came home, got ready, sat around the house, then went swimming. Yep, I got ready to go swimming and sat around the house. Yep. And after I went swimming, I came home and played on the computer for the rest of the day. Then, at night, got up, went in my room, played, then came back downstairs and went to sleep. On July 14th, my mom went to work, so it was just me and Libby. Me and Libby, well, we just hung around the house. I threw a hula hoop and some balls and minded my own business. Libby was content minding her own business for a while. In the afternoon, we went and played in my room. And then Libby had a brilliant idea to surprise my mom by doing the kitchen really good. So we went in there and organized 3 buckets of Tupperware. It took us around an hour. After that, we played around the house. I played in my room. Libby played in my room with me. Then she went out and listened to her iPod and some songs and stuff. Well, I don't know what she listened to, but all I know is that I just played in my room. Then I went down and played on the computer. After that, I slept. I took a little nap. Then ate dinner. Then, after dinner, played on the computer. Then ate a snack. After that, just played on the computer and in my room for the rest of the day. Then I went upstairs, and me and my sister slept in her room. She slept on her bed. I slept on my couch/day bed, my portable day bed. After that, on Friday, got up, and you know what? I played on the computer that morning. And then at around 12 o'clock, we went to go see Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Found out that the 12 o'clock showing was sold out. So we bought tickets for the 6:15. We came back at 6:15, and you know what? We were going to do descriptive audio to get the movie described to us in our earphones. We found out it was for Theater 8, and we were in Theater 10. So, we just watched the movie. My mom had a funny type of description for that movie. She said, the red-haired guy just died. The bad guy is attacking Harry. Yeah, it was pretty weird. But after that movie, we came home and went to bed. I slept up in Libby's room with Libby. Yep, just like Thursday night. on September, what am I thinking? July 16th, I caught up and played with my hula hoop. You know, playing with hula hoop was a lot that I did that day. That was most of the day. Well, I played with my hula hoop, played on the computer, played with my hula hoop, played on the computer, ate lunch, played with my hula hoop, played on the computer, then went upstairs, played in my room, came back down, and threw the hula hoop around the living room in the hallway with Libby. Then after that, we went out to dinner, and we ate Chili's for dinner. Yep, Chili's is good. And then after that, I played with the hula hoop a little bit more and went to bed. On Sunday, got up, and then I went in the living room and chatted with my dad for a few minutes. After that, I pulled out my hula hoop, went upstairs, and threw it across the game room, shutting the door, because my sister was asleep, and I didn't want to wake her up. It was around 9:30. Well, you know what? That girl never ended up waking up until 1 o'clock anyway. I was amazed. I hadn't even eaten lunch by 1. But you know what? After I played with the hula hoop for a while, I went in my bedroom, sat on my bed with my iPod, and listened to The Book Thief. Book Thief is a good book. You should check it out. I listened to that book for a few hours, from around 10:30 to 1:02, when I went downstairs and asked my dad if Libby had got up. And then he told me to wake her up. That's how late it was. I ended up waking her up at around 1:05. Libby, I said, you should get up because it's 1:05. And it took a minute, but she got up. Yep, she got up and ate breakfast. Then I played with my hula hoop while she listened to my iPod. And you know what? After that, I threw the hula hoop some more. Yep. And then I ate some dinner. And then right after that, I played on the computer. Then went upstairs and played in my room for a while. Man, you know, life is just so much the same. Yep. And then I watched TV. And then I went to bed. So, on Monday, July 18th, I got up, then ate breakfast, then played with the golf ball for about an hour or so. And then I just pretty much played with the hula hoop some more. Then I came down, sat on the couch, and talked with my dad and mom. And after that, I went right back upstairs to my room and listened to The Book Thief. Yeah. And right after that, it was time to clean. So I cleaned my bedroom for quite a bit of the day. And my sister, well, right before we cleaned, my sister had read some crocodile tears to me. That was right before we cleaned. Right after we cleaned, I ate lunch. Then cleaned some more, because I cleaned my room pretty good that day. But we ended up having to clean again the next day, so, I mean, I guess it really didn't add up. After that, I jumped back on the iPod and listened to Book Thief. After that, I came down and ate dinner. Yep. Well, of course, I got churches for dinner. So we went up to the store and then got churches. By that time, I was hungry, so then I ate dinner. After that, I played on the computer. Yep. And I looked up all sorts of things. I looked up YouTube videos of people smashing glass, checked my email, and, you know, did a lot of those sorts of things. On July 19th, got up, plugged with my phone, then came down and ate breakfast. You know, after I came down and ate breakfast, I just sat on the couch for a while. And I went up, and it was time to clean again. So you know what? We cleaned, and we cleaned, and then we cleaned. And then, not only did we clean, but we cleaned again. and again, until mine and Libby's room were spotless clean. Yep, we swapped rooms for a while. I cleaned hers, she cleaned mine. Then we both worked on my room for the rest of the afternoon. And after that, of course, I finished Book Thief. Yep. I had been listening to that, then I ate dinner, then listened to the Book Thief and finished it. Yep. On July 20th, I got up, took a shower, and then watched Iron Man. Yeah, it was just kind of weird. It's like, got up, took a shower, and then watched Iron Man. And then after that, my sister's guidance counselor, guidance teacher came over and talked to my mom and sister about Jaws, digital recorders, and all sorts of different things. And I didn't really pay attention because I was watching Iron Man. Then I came down, asked for breakfast at around 10:30 or 11. I got a bagel and some milk, and then I went back upstairs and finished Iron Man. After that, I ate some peanut butter and jelly for lunch and some chips. Then my mom went and ran an errand. I don't know where, but I sat down and I had to watch the Miss. Oh, she went to a hair appointment. And then while that happened, I sat downstairs, and I had to glimpse the Wednesday of Discovery Health Channel, where they have the marathons of mystery diagnosis. I had to watch a couple of those. And you know, then I played with a spinner for a while. After that, you know, my mom came home, and I was asleep by the time she got home, and we ate breakfast burritos for dinner. Then after that, well, you know what? I played on the computer. And, well, I hadn't been going to summer school this week, just to tell you that, except that I went today. That's the only day I went this week. Well, after dinner, I just sat around, played on the computer, played with my hula hoop, of course. Played with my spinner and looked for my golf. And then I played with my golf ball, or looked for my golf ball at least. Then I went to bed. Today I got up. Then I checked my phone for any messages or calls. Then I came down and ate some breakfast. After breakfast, I played with my hula hoop. Yep. That good old hula hoop. And my mom, of course, well, she was gone. So I played with my hula hoop and got in the shower and got ready for some summer school. Then, after I got ready, I was watching X-Men. So my vision teacher, she had to knock like 2 or 3 minutes while I was watching Senator Kelly die on X-Men. I was watching that, and I was too focused on that. And so she was knocking for 2 minutes and petting my cat, Trashua. Then I finally opened the door, and I was still watching X-Men when she walked in, and I put the iPod down on the chair and left with her. Then, today at summer school, we looked up Blind Mice Mart. Blind Mice Mart is where you can get free movies that have descriptive audio on them. Yep, it's very cool. Me, Adelio is the student that we work with. So me, Adelio, and Miss Clay, which is my vision teacher, worked on Blind Mice and downloaded a couple movies to the computer. After summer school, well, I sat around and did a whole bunch of nothing for the rest of the morning. Ate some lunch. Well, yep. Of course, I had to eat lunch. Then I played with my hula hoop. And for several hours, I chased my dog, Newton, around with the hula hoop. Yep, you're probably thinking, why do your animals have such weird names? But I don't know. Weird names just run in this family. So after that, played with my hula hoop for a few hours, chasing the dog. Then I got a headache, so I took a break. Then I ate dinner at McDonald's at around 8:30 or 9. Then I played on the computer for a couple minutes. Then, you know what? I jumped on the blog. So I hope you enjoyed that 50,000-year-long journal entry. Well, hopefully we don't have to do 10 days again. Thank you. Bye.